Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Big news dropping on our desk. Ethan Strange, after a massive game for the Canberra Raiders, has re-signed with the club until the end of 2028. What a great player. So talented. A lot of doubts about him, you know, coming into the start of the year, having a lot of pressure on him now being the main six after only playing one game of NRL the previous season. Even I was doubting him. I thought that it was a massive move. A guy that I'd only seen at centre coming in and playing in that number six jersey. But he's come in and he's done extremely well. Extremely well, Ethan Strange. Been very happy with how he started the year. Obviously, the first game and maybe a little bit in the trials. We saw glimpses, but we just didn't know if he was going to be the guy. Obviously, comes in to the start of the season and absolutely kills it. And yeah, look, I would not try and take him out of this side at all. I wouldn't pull him out of this side at all for any reason other than injury. What an absolute weapon. The running game on him, the way he passes the ball as well, he's really come into the season strong, and I think it's a great re-signing for the Raiders to lock him in long-term to the club, or at least for the next 4 years as their next 5'8". And you look at Jack Whiten on the other side of the pill here, obviously left the Raiders saying that he wanted to go and win a comp. Now he's at a Rabbitohs side who is currently getting the wooden spoon. At the moment, they're the wooden spoon side currently in last place on the ladder. So massive, massive stuff for Ethan Strange and big shoes to step into as well. Jack Whiten's been so good for so many years. He's an Origin and international player, Jack Whiten. For Ethan Strange to come in and fill those shoes as well, just been super impressed with him. I cannot wait to see how he goes over the next few years for the Canberra Raiders, and hoping that he keeps that combination with Jamal Fogarty, because it is really starting to gel. This Raiders side is looking really good as well coming into the season. I mean, you know, Danny Levi is playing in some pretty decent form himself at hooker there. Obviously, Ethan Strange playing well. Jamal Fogarty, his kicking game to start the year has been unreal. Obviously, Rapana, while he was in there at fullback, did very well. But Chevy Stewart coming out and having a blinder too in his debut. You know, this Raiders side, a lot of things are starting to click. And especially when we thought that they weren't going to be a very successful side at the start of the year, that they're probably going to be where Souths are right now, or around that sort of bottom four area. For them to be doing what they're doing at the moment, for them to have a lot of wins on the board already this season, been very, very impressed. Even, you know, through the middle as well, guys like Joe Tarpanay doing what he does every single week that we've seen from him for a few years now. Josh Papali'i getting better with age too there through the middle of the park. This Raiders side is so dangerous, and just their ability to push through, the grit to win. It is so good to see. Again, especially when we had all these negative thoughts about the Raiders coming into the year. But Ethan Strange, great re-signing. Can't wait to see how he goes over the next few years as a Canberra Raider in jersey number six. That's full time. See you in the next one.